the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We have another awesome show planned for you today, if I do say so myself. It's kind of a dreary Tuesday here in New England. And this show is going to be a little bit of a mix. There's a lot of news out there, but we're also going to have some fun. Sadly, there has been breaking news about Bill Gates that came out yesterday. He and his wife will be divorcing. And I'm thinking that later in the show, we might have a call-in segment where we just take some of your divorce horror stories. Because I actually think that the more money that you have, to a point, divorces can be really, really vicious. But when you're in the level of Bill Gates, I mean, she's going to end up with more money, his wife, than she'll ever spend in her life. So it will probably be fairly amicable. But I was just talking about it with the mailroom manager, and we just started going back and forth about divorce stories that we've heard over the years. And then I thought, you know what? This is something for the callers. I think people have some pretty wild stories. And it's a Tuesday. Everyone's kind of, you know, staying in. The weather's meh. So it'll be a little bit of fun. But there is plenty of big news, and the story that really caught my eye today has to do with the traffic stop in LA. If you miss this, it is absolutely wild. I'm going to read most of this information is from Fox News. A woman was pulled over, a black woman. She's a teacher, and she was pulled over for what the cop suspected was her using her phone while she was driving. And luckily, he had a body cam on him. I think he actually had two. He had his own that he bought for personal protection against false allegations. When you watch this or listen to this audio, you will understand why he has to worry about false allegations. But here's the craziest part, and I want you to keep this in mind. So he pulls her over. She begins to call him a murderer. And then she starts being very racist, telling him he'll never be white. He'll always be Mexican. And we're going to play all that sound. But what I want you to keep in mind, the part of it that really is always amazing to me, is these tolerant liberals, these people who say defund the police and, you know, who promote critical race theory, and these teachers and these climate activists, whatever it is. They are so righteous while they are doing this. They are spewing vitriol, absolute hate. They are just, the stuff that comes out of their mouth is so racist, so horrid. And the part of it that is kind of stunning is that they really think they're in the right. This woman, who I'm about to play, actually filed. You know, she thought she was being harassed, so she filed a complaint. Keep that in mind while you listen. All right, so without further ado, this is the audio. We don't have the woman's name. I'm sure it will come out eventually, but we don't have the woman's name. A cop pulls her over, and we're going to stop it as we go, but this is cut 9. This is in L.A.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
you're a murderer. Because yes, I started to record because you can't you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording
you. Hold on,
hold on.
I got to stop it right there. First of all, when did we get to a point where we're talking to each other like this? It's beyond, you know, showing, you're supposed to show an extra amount of kind of politeness towards cops because most of the time you don't want to get a ticket. That was, you know, that's old school thinking, but that's how I operate. And second of all is you want to let them know that, you know, you're abiding by the rules and they have nothing to worry about. And that's how, you know, everyone can de-escalate situations. But forget the cop aspect. When did we start talking to people like this? Like you're going into the conversation and your voice is already up here. Your voice is already up here. You're already Karen. You're already Karen. And he hasn't even walked towards your window yet. Like, maybe take a breather and let the guy say, hey, man, how you doing? It's wild. All right, continue.
Because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
You.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
The murderer thing, I'm totally lost on. Is this just her idea of all cops?
Well, yeah, he's a police officer, so he's just a killing machine. Come on, Grace.
Okay,
where have you been for the past year?
Sometimes I listen to these sound cuts and I think, I must be missing context. And it's like, no, people are just nuts. You're not missing any context at all. All right, continue.
Harassment. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
Wasn't texting or none of that.
You
scared me and made me think you were gonna murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling, you're a murderer.
Okay. Can you zoom in on that for me,
Jay? Sure.
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
if
here
you
go, murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for me,
because
right?
You're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
okay.
the...
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me. I'm not smiling. You're the one who's crazy.
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. You're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
Yeah,
is that what
I don't
that's
think
about?
So. You wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous.
All you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
Here you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasso.
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go, dear. Have a good day.
You want to be white so bad.
What a horrible person. I mean, I could go into... You know, what this means for the country right now, what this says about the state of how we treat our police officers. But let's just start with something simple. What a horrible person.
She had her son in the car, too. That's the other part of this. She said, oh, I'm bringing my son to school. Your child is in the car and you are saying these things?
And this is the problem, and there's a lot of talk about, you know, Biden ushering in unity. We talked about this yesterday, but this is the problem when everything has to do with race, when you make every single thing about race, and there's a piece today in Spectator, it's called Racism Has Become a Kind of Theory of Everything, and it absolutely has. You know, every thought you have is either racist or anti-racist. You're either the oppressed or the oppressor. When you start doing that, and I think Biden's figured this out, you create these groups of like, who's the enemy? And right now to the left, police officers are the enemy. Republicans are the enemy. Anti-maskers are the enemy. Senator Tim Scott is the enemy. Ron DeSantis is the enemy. And the problem with that line of thinking, the reason that it is so important that we keep a level of politeness and kindness with each other is because when you perceive someone as the enemy, like this woman does the cops, everything you say is justified. You can be racist. You can call them, you know, you can throw racial slurs around. You can be a terrible witch. I'm going to be careful about what I say. You can be a huge, huge witch. And it's all the ends justify the means. Everything in your mind is justified because that's the enemy. And this is the problem with this entire movement. Who in their right mind would want to be a police officer right now? Imagine that woman talking to you like that. I would say, all right, I'm all set, thanks. I'm going to do something else with my life. Can't deal with these people. I give such credit to that man. Talk about de-escalating. That's what they always talk about. You know, we should have the social workers come in and de-escalate. They need to learn to de-escalate. Talk about de-escalating the situation. The guy's like, congrats. You must be teacher of the year. Imagine having that lady as a teacher. Holy. Holy cow!
I saw something that she, somebody was saying that she's actually a teacher at a community college or something like that, so.
Well, at least she's not teaching, like, the real right? youth. All right, when we get back, you know, and you kind of think to yourself, well, Grace, that's the most racist thing we're going to hear today. The woman just berating a police officer. Tiffany Cross is showing up to say, hold my beer.
Racism, racism.
I would love nothing more than if Tim Scott delivered that rebuttal and the response was, hey, that was great, and we all just move on. But they are making this into a story. I mean, Glenn Kessler started it off with the Washington Post fact check. And the Democrat yesterday, I believe from Texas, called Tim Scott an Oreo, which is a horrific racial slur. And then you have all the people on Twitter who were having Uncle Tim trend on Twitter. But I'm going to say this. It's a bold statement, but I think you guys will agree with me. Tiffany Cross actually topped them all. She managed to weave into this monologue of hers so many prejudiced racial stereotypes. It's kind of amazing.
Robert Byrd is spinning in his grave at hearing this.
Yeah, he's like, lady, calm down.
Step it back a bit.
You're making us Democrats look a little racist. Guys, it's true what they say at Perfect Smiles. Change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and the mailroom manager. And every time I go out with either one of them, they get stopped and people say, wow, you have beautiful teeth. And it's because they really do. And they walk around every day smiling because they're happy with their teeth. That is something I want to let people know. If you're listening to this and you're one of those people who kind of like smiles with your mouth closed or tries to cover up your smile, this is your sign. Don't wait any longer. Go to PerfectSmiles.com. I'm not saying you got to do anything yet. Just go to PerfectSmiles.com and watch the testimonial videos. And then you'll understand what I'm talking about. These are incredible transformations. Dr. Houghton really is an artist, and Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free. I know that my audience is going to love that, and the staff is lovely. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm going to keep the lines open. I'm sure people, whether you're a cop, whether you know a cop, whether you support the police, maybe you're part of the Defund the Police movement. I don't really care where you stand on this. I want to hear everyone's thoughts on this woman, on Miss Teacher Lady, who just completely made herself look like the biggest jerk in America today. 844-500-4242. It's Tuesday, it's rainy, but we're going to bring the sunshine, and this is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
All right, we already got people lining up, 844-500-4242. We're going to keep breaking down this racist tirade from a woman who was pulled over by an LA cop. But I just have to say, we are going to get to the Bill Melinda Gates divorce story later. We're going to take your calls on divorce horror stories. Everyone's texting in saying, John Kerry's lining up for Melinda. And I went into Howie today and I said, you got to say that today. He said, I already said it yesterday. Like, of course you did. And that's a great aspect of it, is the fact that there's so much money involved. I mean, it's just a crazy story. Jeff Bezos went through this just a few months ago. And there's also John Kerry news coming out about his financial disclosures, which I don't think is getting enough attention. So I will be shedding some light on that. But before we go to the calls, today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsby Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. I was just talking to my parents today. They're planning their summer trip to the Follinsby. That's Follinsby Inn, spelled Follansbee. Go to FollinsbyInn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who has the worst record? Climate experts, COVID experts, or pollsters?
I'm going to say, now pollsters are very, very wrong. You know, Nate Silver is, he's got an incredibly bad track record. But I think that the Trump phenomenon was kind of the real catalyst of how bad they were. Whereas these COVID experts, we've only seen them at work for like a year, and every single thing they've said has been reversed. And I know with climate change, it went from global warming to global cooling to climate change to 5 years to 10 years to 20 years. I totally get that. But I just think as far as predictions being wrong quickly and then flip-flopped, I'm going with the COVID experts.
COVID experts is polling at 21%. Climate experts polling at 29%. And pollsters in the lead at 50%.
Wow! I did not see that coming.
Neither did they.
Yeah, the pollsters, the pollsters have been pretty bad. I can't lie. All right, so here's the story we're breaking down right now. And then in the next segment, we'll get to the Tiffany Cross audio, which, you know, talk about proving Tim Scott right. He gave a rebuttal to Joe Biden where he basically said, listen, I've been called the N-word and I've been called racial slurs, but mostly by liberals, I'm paraphrasing. And these liberals just set out to prove him 1,000% right. And Tiffany Cross, she managed to really hit all of the terrible things you can say about a black man who doesn't agree with you because of his politics. Like all of the cliche liberal insults she worked into like a 1 minute monologue. It's pretty wild. John from the South Shore. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Grace. How you doing today?
Good. What's going on?
You know, the woman's a disgrace. That woman, she should be fired. She probably won't be fired. Thank God and good on that officer for being able to record her and to prove that she was lying. Yeah, I'm sure you know the full story that she went on to make a charge, a dishonest and completely fabricated charge against the officer that he harassed her. And, of course, we've seen from the body camera that he purchased that not only is she a black woman, but that she lied once again. And how many times do we have to catch the left, the alt-left lying, CNN, The Globe, MSNBC, this black teacher? How many times do we have to catch them on tape lying? It's endless. And this is a huge problem. I'm seeing it in my community, which is kind of an affluent community. I'm saying she also gave the finger to this particular officer, which got his attention to begin with. And then he noticed that she was committing the distracted driving.
Yeah, and I think that the part of it for me that is really stunning is just how unapologetic she was throughout this whole thing. And like you said, she went and she complained. And the body cams are interesting because for a long time, the left was the big proponents of body cams because they wanted to show how racist and evil cops were. And don't get me wrong, there's been several body cam videos where you go, oh, wow, there is a problem. You know, there's bad apples. I hate to use that cliche, but it's true. But what I'm seeing lately is that these body cams are not going the way the left narrative would prefer. We saw it with Micaiah Bryant when there was all this talk about how another police officer shot an unarmed black teenager. And then the body cam footage came out. And much to the dismay of the mainstream media, the black teenager was trying to stab another black teenager. And so the cop shot her to save the other black teenager's life. So the body cam element of this is interesting because it does seem to be not going the way the left thought it was going to go in all these situations. When we get back, we'll play a little bit of this Tiffany Cross. I really think it's unbelievable. But we'll take more calls, 844-500-4242. What do you think of this situation? What is your take on how we're treating our cops right now in the United States of America? 844-500-4242. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I do want to get into this Tiffany Cross monologue, and I want to keep talking about this LA cop who got called a murderer by a teacher during a pretty routine traffic stop. She was just being an absolute jerk. Again,
you scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
Okay. Can you zoom in on that for me,
Sure.
Ugh.
And I'm perfectly legal.
Now, how is it that I am more angry right now listening to that than the cop is? That's probably because he's just learned so many times that he has to really push down all of his frustration. It's a perfect way to handle people like that. I'm sorry you feel that way. I do have to mention here really quickly, though, and then I will go to the calls, 844-500-4242. There's a picture that's going around. I woke up this morning and was, you know, scrolling through my social media. It's Joe and Jill, Joe and Dr. B, hanging out with Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalind Carter. And it's very strange for a multitude of reasons. The most obvious being that Jill and Joe look like giants, and Jimmy Carter and his wife look tiny. Everyone was saying that.
It looked like they're sitting in those chairs that you get for children, like children's chairs. And Rosalind's feet weren't even touching the floor. I mean, it's so bizarre.
And again, you know, it's radio. So please, I beg of you, go check out the photo for yourself. We're not exaggerating, but everything in the picture besides Joe and Jill look tiny.
Yeah, it's the ceiling is lower. It's like a Dr. Fauci yard sale. They just went there and got all the furniture and brought it home.
One of the captions on an article was, "Honey, they shrunk the Carters." But the second element of it that's odd is that Joe Biden and Jill aren't wearing masks. They're next to these people who are in their 90s, and he's pretty much sitting on her lap. No mask, but he wears a mask outside when he's picking dandelions. Make it make sense. That's all.
They put on their masks after they left the Carter residence.
Right. Because it's theater. Pandemic theater.
It's science.
Follow the science. I mean, the photo is just... I might get it framed for the office. I'd give it to Howie as a welcome home gift. It's very strange. I will say that Joe looks young in comparison. Like he looks so big and I don't know.
Anybody looks young in comparison.
I know. And this isn't a dig at the Carters. I know they're very nice people.
No, it's not.
They're so sweet. I'm just saying, like, it was more of just the depth of the picture or the scale of it. It was strange. The optics were strange. Phil, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Grace. How you doing today?
Good.
You know what? I get into this conversation with my friends all the time and family all the time. You know, I'm not anti-cop at all, you know, but I do think that retraining is necessary for a lot of these officers, especially the ones that have been around since the 80s and the 90s, mm-hmm. you know. I'm 44. I remember when I, you know, growing up as a younger man, you get pulled over, the cops, you know. They don't like the way you talk. You know, somebody says something stupid, they pull you out. They get tough with you. They get rough with you. You know what I mean? I think those days have come and gone. You know, I don't think as a police officer you can do that stuff anymore. I think that you have to, you know, learn to de-escalate better.
Yeah. So, Phil, when you hear the audio of that interaction, what do you think?
I think that lady's an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, personally. I think the officer did a great job, you know what I mean? And I think that more cops need to learn from this guy. I think they should show this tape in the police academies and stuff like that.
No, I agree. He's Hall of Fame.
The way a cop behaves.
Yeah, no, he's Hall of Fame. And to your point about, you know, cops being hardos, there's hardos in every field, but there definitely are, especially like, and I'm not hating because I know a lot of great cops. I know a lot of great state troopers, but we've all been pulled over by a cop who's on a power trip. I mean, it just happens. It happens in everything. Now you go to a supermarket, you got people on power trips because they can tell you, you know, what part of the sticker you're supposed to stand on. But I agree. And the craziest part is, Phil, is that a lot of regular people, forget politics, just everyday Americans, are for police reform. But that's not what AOC and Ayanna Pressley and the squad and a lot of Democrats are advocating for. They want to defund the police. And I think that when you look at a cop like that who handled the situation so beautifully, you're 1,000% right that he's exactly what should be shown at these police academies. But it also makes me think this is why we need to put more money into policing, because a lot of people are from the 80s and the 90s and they've been in there forever. And a lot of times when you have people in a profession forever, they get stuck in their ways. They don't retrain. They don't adapt. And I'm all for police reform. In fact, I thought Senator Tim Scott had a wonderful police reform bill that the Democrats wouldn't even give a second glance because he's a Republican. And that brings me to my next topic. Now, I'm warning you guys, this is really, really, really just in poor taste what this woman, Tiffany Cross, said. It kind of made my stomach flip. She's insulting Tim Scott for his rebuttal speech where he said America is not a racist country. Now, 10 years ago even, I'm going to say 10, I would say 20, but I don't even think it was that long ago. 10 years ago, that would be a very normal statement for a politician to make. That was back when, you know, people had the American flag up behind them and it wasn't, you know, crazy to say "In God We Trust." Like there, you know, you could do the Pledge of Allegiance, all that stuff that now is no good. But Tim Scott had a speech where he talked about his incredible life story. His family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. And he talked about some of the intolerance he faces from liberals because he does not fit their mold. And I've seen this a lot over the last few years, including with Kanye West. I'm a huge Kanye West fan. And I'll admit, I didn't really give his music a chance until I saw how fearless he was towards, you know, Hollywood and the left. And then I started listening to his music and I really got into his stuff. But there is this panic mode that the left goes into when a black man or a black woman doesn't follow their narrative. And when you listen to Tiffany Cross from MSNBC, keep that in mind. It's really bad. We'll break it down. Let's play cut one.
Okay, let's be clear. Tim Scott does not represent any constituency other than the small number of sleepy, slow-witted sufferers of Stockholm Syndrome who get elevated to prominence for repeating a false narrative about this country that makes conservative white people feel comfortable. Because when you speak an uncomfortable truth, like Nicole Hannah Jones, the party that Scott claims is not racist gets big mad and tries to silence you. Just this week, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell asked Education Secretary Miguel Cardona to scrap teaching the 1619 Project in schools because it would reorient the view of American history. Lucky for McConnell, he has his own tap dancer to try and reorient the view of America for him.
Now, I think in her mind, she thinks that no one's going to be offended by this because she's black. This is incredibly offensive. And just right there, she said he suffers from Stockholm Syndrome, which you guys probably remember. Keith Olbermann tweeted at him as well. I've never seen this level of nastiness over a pretty, you know, run of the mill. I mean, it was a great speech, but he didn't say anything outrageous in it. You know what I mean? Like, compared to the stuff the left says, it was pretty... It was pretty regular for a political speech. Tap dancer? Stockholm syndrome? These are, if this was a white person saying this, or a Republican saying this would be dog whistles. For sure. These would be bullhorns. How does she get away with that? And that's just the beginning. Cut two.
There were so many contradictions in the senator's speech that it was clear not even Scott believed the words he was speaking. I could go into great detail refuting each of his asinine points, but he did that for me. And moreover, a lesson I've learned, don't argue with people Harriet Tubman would have left behind.
Harriet Tubman would have been horrified to hear this monologue. This is just someone Tiffany Cross disagrees with. I want you to keep that in mind. This is how below the belt and terrible she's attacking him as a person because he disagrees with her politics. 2021. Thank you, Joe Biden. I feel so unified. Let's do cut three.
And sure, Tim Scott has spoken out about his encounters with law enforcement, and he co-sponsored the anti-lynching bill in the Senate. But there are two sides to every token. So thirsty for white approval, this dude actually stood on the national stage to defend the voter suppression law in Georgia, even though
the voter suppression law in Georgia, which the part of it that's voter suppression is you can't get snacks or water given to you by outside groups. You can bring your own snacks, you can bring your own water, but you can't have it given to you by outside groups. And also you have to show ID. That's the voter suppression. And she wants to talk about how Tim Scott is thirsty for white approval, according to her. You know who's giving her all the approval for this speech on Twitter? Is, you know, the left-wing trolls. They're like, slay! Tiffany Cross just killed it. I'm like, killed it? This is the most racist thing I've heard in a long time. Cut four.
The ability to shame the ancestors and appease the oppressors all in one speech... that's extreme, though not quite like the domestic violent extremism that the Department of Homeland Security is investigating within its own ranks, mind you. But please, Senator, say more about how unracist the country is while you trot out that tired line about going from cotton to Congress to clown.
From cotton to Congress to clown, that tired line. I know I said this about the first lady, but this lady's horrible, too. I mean, this is just really mean and classless. You can disagree with Tim Scott. He has no problem with that. But to insult his life story that's already been under attack by woke liberal writers like Glenn Kessler, fact checkers, I should say. And the last one, maybe the most egregious, cut five.
Perhaps this was merely Senator Scott's audition to be Sam Jackson's understudy in the film Django.
I'm lost. I don't know where we're at, really. Where is Joe Biden? We need some unity here. This is not it. I will take more of your calls on the other side. I see you guys waiting. We'll keep going with this, and we'll keep going with the LA cop traffic stop, which is just horrible. Unity! Joe Biden has managed in his first 100 days to really escalate the divide in this country. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. And it's nice. It's a good concept. But what happens is you start to get pollen and dust, and Jared can tell you all about that.
Oh, yes, at the risk of Glenn Kessler fact-checking my story about having allergies. I do, in fact, have allergies, and the pollen this time of year is just awful, and all this rain that we're having is going to help everything grow. Grass pollen is going to get worse. Being outside, it's just you're going to be covered in yellow dust or green dust, and it's just not good. But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm takes care of that for me when I'm inside and even in my car, because it actually ionizes and cleans the air around me. So I'm actually breathing good air. I'm inhaling good air. It gets rid of pollutants, allergens, odors, viruses, anything that's in the air. It actually cleans it. So you're breathing clean air, which is huge for somebody who has trouble breathing.
Absolutely. And right now you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE and you will save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner and put code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner and code word GRACE. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'll be back on the other side with some of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
I guess we have some safe space crybabies in the news. We don't have to do it right now, Jared. I'm going to save it. But the CIA has a new video out, and a lot of people thought it was an SNL sketch because it's so woke. We will get to that in a little bit. But first, Kevin, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Grace. You know, when I heard that the tape of the woman with the L.A. cop,
right?
My heart was actually breaking for just us, because I'm like, dear God, there were people on this planet as mean and as cruel as that. If that was my wife, and I found out, I would have met her at the door. I would have immediately said, I want a divorce. I'm getting custody of my kid, because there's no way I want you raising with a heart as black and dark as that. I don't want you raising kids, and I don't even want to be a part of your life anymore. And I wish, like, the whole Hollywood dark cesspool that it is, and the people, I think they all get this mentality that they're better than everybody else, and they don't identify with mainstream America. And coming from a family with a diverse background as I do, I can only imagine all of them listening to this and just really shaking their heads and saying, where have we come to?
No, you're
how far have we come as a society? This is horrible.
Kevin, I totally agree with that. And I think that you put it really well. It's your heart breaks for that guy, but you know he can handle it. Your heart really breaks for the state of the country. I get like that a lot lately, and I'm trying not to, because I don't want to depress people. But it's more of a frightening thing where you go, oh, wow, that's how you really... This woman was confident that she was in the right. She was absolutely righteous in the way that she just berated that man. And it's this disconnect. It's a disconnect between how we're treating people. I disagree with people all the time, but I would never want to make somebody feel less than. And she just has no problem doing it, because like I said, when it's all about defunding the police, when it's all about the movement and the cause, and you think you're right, you really do start to feel like the ends justify the means. You can do whatever you want. And there's a piece today in Real Clear Politics, and it's titled Sleepy Joe Was Just a Charade, which I totally agree with. I mean, he's definitely sleepy, but I had no idea how quickly he was going to really implement a lot of this disastrous policy. But this person writes, the author is J. Peter Zane. He writes, bottom line, Biden lacks the political mandate he needs for his transformational agenda. Unlike his Democrat heroes, Franklin Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson, he does not enjoy broad majorities in Congress to get things done. If he succeeds, it will be through party line votes. That's where the race card comes in. I'm going to skip down here to the bottom. Biden is using this cynical race baiting to explain why he can't deal with Republicans. After all, who can compromise with haters? And why passing monumental pieces of legislation through slim partisan votes is necessary. Because like I said, if you're dealing with the enemy, if you're dealing with racists and white supremacists, then it's all justified. Turns out Sleepy Joe is an authoritarian demagogue willing to deceive and divide America to impose his will. Make no mistake, he will continue on this scorched earth path, even if his approval ratings continue to fall. Biden and the Democrat intelligentsia are true believers. They will push as hard as they can before the midterm elections. If they lose power then, well, that was a small price to pay for their gains. And look what's happening. The country's getting crazier and crazier. We'll be back on the other side. We got a lot to talk about. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.